Tell me about the first house you lived in.
The house out there, you mean when I was a child?
Yeah, you lived in several different houses when you were a child, didn't you?
Yes. Well, now, the house wouldn't have been the first house. The first house I lived in, I wouldn't know about. Unless I'm correct in assuming that I was born there near Street. Now, my mother took us out there when we were children, and we went into this old house. It wasn't occupied at the time, and showed us this house that that she and my dad owned when they first married. Now, I'm only assuming that I was born there, in that house, because as far as I know, I never remember her saying anything about living anywhere else in Biloxi, except in this old house there that was on the near the northeast corner of Division and Nixon Street there. Then, of course, the first house I remember living in was this house down on the Mississippi River there. It was a two-story house, a beautiful two-story house to me that my dad had built down there for the canning industry. And both used to come down there, and they had special rooms upstairs there reserved for them, see, when they'd come down there to oversee the management of this plant. Of course, my dad was manager of it. And I remember one time down there, I must have been maybe between 3 and 4 years old when one of these hurricanes flooded around that house, and I was mad because my oldest brother was out there paddling around outside in a box, and it wouldn't let me get out there with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the water at that particular time, the water came up into the house. I remember going on the stairs and looking down into the bottom part of the house there, and some of the furniture was floating around.
Now, speaking of a house, did you have a fireplace in the house?
As well as I remember, there was no fireplace in the house down there. I don't recall a fireplace in it, but now it's entirely possible that there was one there. In fact, there probably was one, because back in those days, I think it was customary to build a fireplace in a house, but at the same time, it may have been that it was been hard to get brick masons down there and such as that, and maybe they didn't build one. Of course, most people used wood stoves back in those days for heating and such as that, wood heaters. So I don't recall a fireplace in that home. Neither do I recall a fireplace in this old Ahern house. But we did have a fireplace in the home there that Papa built on Street. Now, I don't believe we had a fireplace in the, yes, we did too. There was a fireplace in the home they built on the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
There was a fireplace in the hall there.
In the fireplace, what did you call the open part on the floor in front of the fireplace?